No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we have the long-awaited Boom Gang interview. How the fuck you doing, bro?
Whole lot of gang shit.
Man, and it's crazy because, you know, as soon as he walks in, I'm like, you want to smoke? He's like, I ain't smoked in 2 weeks. So that's a very big change in the life of Boom.
Yeah, because, shit, I've been on them drugs heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, heavy. So I just, like, I was, like, what made me recognize, because I was fucked up. I was trying to play basketball. I couldn't even jump. I couldn't run. I couldn't walk. I couldn't do shit.
Zans and shit will do that to you real quick.
I was fucked up. Then, like, it hit me. So I started slowing down. Then 2 weeks ago, I got high as shit. I got real high. Gave myself, like, an anxiety attack. So I was like, man, fuck this shit. I just started rethinking life and shit.
Right.
So I ain't been taking no Zans, no perks. Smoking, I ain't even doing shit.
Because, you know, when I got a little worried about it was because I heard, you know, you and Pump have the same management. And yeah. Pump actually said, he's like, yo, that fool Boom Gang be taking too many Zans.
Yeah.
I was like, that means a lot coming from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did that recently kind of became your vice? Because you were off the perks for a long time, right?
Yeah. I take so many perks. I took like 10 perks in one day. Like, them shit just stopped getting me high.
Yeah.
Like, it just wasn't working for me. And usually people been like, yo, man, once one drug start working, you're going to move on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And shit like that. I'm like, I ain't never kick off to the next. Like, you know, I only did coke like one time.
Really? You never liked that too much?
Nah, I ain't never fucked. I was high as shit off that too.
That's weird. But why do you think you're always drawn to like perks and Zans? Like, you like downers?
Yeah, see, like, a lot of people call them downers, but I don't know. I don't be down. They make me more aggressive.
Yeah.
And, like, make me more, like, mean and shit.
It's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, like, crazy. Like,
yeah, just wild. You could do anything. Because it's like a lot of the... I was watching you smash the dude's window in with a pipe today, and I was just watching the way you walk back to the car, and I'm like, oh, that's a Zan walk right there. You look fucked up. Like, yeah. just something about the way you're walking.
Yeah, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it made me... And then, like... Then, like we said, we got the same management.
Mm-hmm.
Management was like, yo, man, I don't like that boom.
For real?
Yeah. You're like, I don't like that boom.
You're right, because they seen all sides of you. That's the whole thing about being fucked up on Zans and shit, is that you could just flip your whole attitude. Yeah. You'd be the nicest guy in the world, and then somebody says one thing to you, and you just wild the fuck out.
Yeah. Well, I was still taking them bitches, but like when I start tripping, when I got high as shit, it just made me start like, all right, say fuck this shit.
So did you wean yourself off it or whatever? Because they always talk about how when you take Zans or whatever, you gotta trickle off it because you'll give yourself a heart attack or whatever.
I just stopped. Yeah, I went through a withdrawal for like a couple of days, but that's it, just a couple of days.
How do you feel now?
I feel good.
Right.
Yeah, I feel good. I've been drinking water and shit.
Amazing. Yeah. You gotta stay hydrated. Once you get off that shit, don't you just feel like, how the fuck was I living like that?
Yeah.
Like, what was keeping me together at a certain point?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That's crazy. And yeah, like you said, with the athletic ability and everything, that's wild. Like,
I couldn't do shit. I couldn't run, couldn't jump. I tried to catch the ball. I tried to shoot. I couldn't do shit.
Is it hard for you to do your thing and like fucking go out and wild out when you're sober now?
Nah.
You don't mind?
Nah. Like, cause that's like, I'm energetic and shit when I'm sober.
Right.
It's just, I just wanted to get that high feel.
Yeah. Did you feel like at a certain point you started to like kind of play a character and drugs were your way of getting into the character? So you would go out and do wild shit?
Nah.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I guess it was like, I was just running away from shit. So I just take drugs.
What were you dealing with?
There's a lot of shit, like baby mama problems and shit like that. Like, and then I be thinking, like, life, you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with my family, drama and shit, you know?
Just, is that a new thing shit. Or an old thing?
Nah, it's an old thing.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like, my mama, she kicked me out when I was 17, like, running the streets since then. Like, it's just shit, just be thinking about life hits me, then I... You know.
All right, just got to take a quick break here to pay some bills. I got to shout out our weed sponsor. Back when Boonk was still off the dope, he was definitely smoking Nexus Cannabis Co. brand weed. They're our partners, our homies. We've been working with them for a long time, and they just sponsored my birthday party. They're the ones who are supplying dudes like Lil Pump with weed on the road and stuff. So I got to shout out Nexus Cannabis Co. They got the finest top shelf weed, dabs, whatever the hell you want. You probably if you live in LA, you've probably been to shows at the Nexus Lounge downtown and put on like Chief Keef shows there, Wiz Khalifa, Juicy J. We've done all kinds of crazy stuff there. So definitely a huge shout out to Nexus Cannabis Co. for sponsoring this episode. And also, just want to say that if you want to support the podcast, nojumper.com, that's our website. You can get stuff like this hoodie. We also have this in red and green for Christmas. We got hats, t-shirts, we got all kinds of stuff, different collaborations with artists and different smaller brands and all kinds of stuff. So head on over to nojumper.com. Let's get right back into this Boonk interview. Let's go back to the younger Boonk. Let's talk about, so Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And what kind of house you grew up in?
Shit, we moved from house to house. You know what I'm saying? Foster care and everything.
Really?
So I ain't never really stayed. Like, I got all this vagabond right here, a tattoo. It's never having a steady home.
Yeah.
And like, always, if I wasn't in my mama's house, I was at a friend's house. If I wasn't at a friend's house, I was sleeping in the street, in the park, outside somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the staircase.
So, what were your parents on? Were your parents into drugs and stuff?
Nah, they were just fighting and arguing. She never took no drugs in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what she did behind closed doors. I witnessed my mama, you know what I'm saying? She'd kill herself and shit like that, you know?
Seen all that shit from like a young age?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit. She get mad and say, she'll motherfucking kill us while we sleep and shit like that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it was just.
So you crazy. So at 17, you decided to get out and like go off.
At 17, she like officially kicked me out.
But you were getting in trouble from a really young age, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I was boonk ganging before I was boonk gang.
For real, yeah.
I mean, I've always been boonk,
mm-hmm.
but you know what I'm saying. But
that's been your name since day one. Your mom gave you that name.
Yeah, been my name since day one, mm-hmm. since I came out the womb.
Yeah, stealing was like all the first bad shit that I did too. Like the tip off the table at the restaurant.
Yeah.
It took me a while to figure out you weren't supposed to steal that. You know, I would take that $5 real quick, and like then my mom like found like $20 under my bed, and she figured out that's what I've been doing is stealing the tips off the tables.
Okay, yeah. See, I started stealing when there ain't no motherfucking food in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the store, steal like some honey buns or some shit,
mm-hmm.
some food.
You did out of necessity.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I did because I was an idiot.
I ain't had no clothes and shit. Went to go stealing new clothes and shoes, mm-hmm. shit like that. And then I kept doing it. Then I got caught. I got arrested probably like 4 times for that shit. My mama got fed up. And then I'd be in the streets too, chasing girls and shit like that. And then, you know what I'm saying? She was trying to move us to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
She got, and I was at a girl house, and you know what I'm saying? She got tired of that shit. She's like, yo, you can't come with me. So she drove to Miami and I stayed in Jacksonville. Had nowhere to go.
Yeah, so what'd you do?
My dad, what's her name? Well, you know what I'm saying? He ain't never been in my life, but I ain't had nowhere to go. So
you hit him up?
Yeah.
And what was that like?
Shit, it didn't work out. I didn't even stay with him. I stayed with his sister.
Uh-huh.
So my aunt, and that shit didn't work out either. The girl I got pregnant now, I was fucking with her. I was in and out, sneaking in and out her window, sleeping on her bed and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 years later, four years later, a couple months ago, I say around August, last August, I hit my mom up. She was like, I can move in with her. So I moved in with her. Shit, I started doing the Boonk Gang videos.
Mm-hmm. Right, you know, after you moved in with her, or?
Probably like a month or two later.
Okay.
I started doing this. Well, probably like, I say like 4 months later.
Yeah.
Because I started doing this shit around like April this year.
That's so fucked.
Yeah.
It's so weird that it feels like I've known about you for a couple of years now. Yeah.
Yeah, I started doing this shit April this year. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I was like me, I'm coming from nothing. I ain't got shit to lose. You
for
know
real.
What I'm saying?
I mean, that's what you could tell. That's what I would say when I watched your videos at first. I was like, man, this guy got nothing to lose.
I ain't got shit.
Give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a, you know, and I got to do something with my life.
Mm-hmm.
I started making videos. So started gaining attention. Everybody was like, yo, you going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong?
It's so crazy because when you watch that first video at Popeye's, like, so what was the idea? You were just like, you know, I could just walk in there. Like, people would be so shocked by this. Had you seen anybody do it before that?
I ain't never seen nobody do that shit before. That's why I was on my Instagram. And then, because I gained I followed and unfollowed until I got 10,000 followers.
I love that you're honest about the fact that you did that, because that's what like so many thirsty ass people do.
Yeah, hey, shit, that's what I did. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Fire though. That's a hood ass way to get them.
Yeah, hey, I gained 10,000 followers following everybody. They could follow me. I was following like almost 10,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
but I needed an audience, some type of audience. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
So, because if you got 10 followers, no matter how viral the shit you're doing is, it's so hard to get people to see it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just on my live, just happened to be on that bitch. I said, "Yo, y'all tell me something y'all never seen before." Mm-hmm. They straight up said, "Take food out of Popeyes." It's one comment. Like, it was a whole bunch of comments. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, "Hey, shit." Next day, I did that shit, pumping myself. I was walking, pumping myself up, getting mad. walked in that bitch, just snapping, and just did it.
Yeah.
I uploaded it. I think it got like 50,000 views on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of views for me.
Yeah, that's an addiction once you first feel that yeah. vibe, right?
So I seen that's what they like. I just kept doing dumbass shit.
It's crazy when you watch it too, because it's a very young Boon Gang. Like, you walk in there, you're sort of stiff. You ain't moving like the way you are now, like where you were real confident and shit. You're moving like kind of slow. Like, you could tell you were a little scared that like you didn't know what yeah, was gonna happen.
I didn't. I'm telling you, I was pumping myself up. Like,
I would be scared to do that right now, because you don't know if the 45-year-old manager is just gonna fucking knock you out.
Right now, after all this shit I done did, I ain't scared.
There's nothing now.
Yeah, there's nothing now. Yeah. Like, if I wanted to, I'd do some shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, like, when I used to shoplift when I was a kid, it was just that feeling over and over and over, that rush. When I think about it now, I got addicted to that shit for years,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like I say, before I was Boon Gang, before I was Boon Gang,
yeah.
Like, I was doing that shit, and then I get a rush, and I get addicted to that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I just start doing it for no reason. Like, I still, like, a fit or two, okay, so I'm good, you know what I'm saying? I don't really need some more. I don't really need it. I used to take bags, steal shit, have a bag. So say I have like a bag full of clothes I stole from one store. I go to another store, steal a bag full of clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just stealing a bag full of clothes. I already got a bag I already stole, I got away with.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I go try to steal an extra bag and fuck around and get caught.
Were you selling the shit that you were stealing?
Hell yeah. Like, I used to walk to different stores, see like Family Dollar, Walmart, Walgreens, and steal headphones.
Mm.
Sell them in school for $5, $10.
Like the lady on the plane.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I used to make my, like, motherfuckers, they was drug dealers. Mm-hmm. I used to steal headphones and candy, sell them in school. And I made like a couple hundred. Then I started going to like Sam's Club and buying boxes of candy. Mm-hmm. And started selling them.
Oh,
like,
that's that how, dude,
like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can't be a plug. Like, I tried to sell weed. This shit didn't work out for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I got a weed, man. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. So I recognize, like, motherfuckers, they ask, "Yo, you got some headphones I can use, bro?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, I recognize that everybody asking for headphones. So, shit, I went stealing headphones. Yo, I got some headphones for $5.
I say I love kids that will actually do some shit like that, because, like, my business partner, Alfredo, he was, like, when he was broke as fuck when he was a kid, he just learned how to fix people's iPhones.
Yeah.
And he was, like, the kid in school fixing everybody's iPhones.
Yeah.
You know, I respect that mentality of, like, you know, that's the fucked up thing, is that, like, rap music and shit will make you think that, like, pimping and selling drugs is, like, the only way to go out and get money if you're motivated, you know?
Yeah.
I respect the kids who walk up and down the street selling candy all day, every day out here, you know?
Yeah.
But now, all of a sudden, they're rolling up big-ass backwoods and shit. I'm like, you can't afford that off of the candy money, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. You ever get into scamming or not?
Yeah, I did that shit. Yeah. I did that shit too.
What kind of scams
checks.
You doing? Checks.
Yeah, made 10 grand.
What did you do though? Like, take me through the process of doing the check scams, because I used to just do the credit card shit.
What it was, I just make an account, and then it was somebody who actually did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
He bust some checks in my account, and I just split it with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I left that shit to him, but I got caught one time too. I went to go pick up some money out of TD Bank.
Mm-hmm.
I went in that bitch. Man, it was taking a long. I was trying to get 2 grand out, and it was taking a while too. Then the lady hit me with, "Where you get these checks from?" I'm like, a friend did it. And then she was like, "These fraud checks. You can get in big trouble for this." He was like, "Where you meet this guy from?" I'm like, "Oh, off the internet." You know what I'm saying? I was nervous as fuck because you can get in big trouble for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But really, like, I was only nervous when I was getting caught. Mm-hmm. I wasn't nervous to do this shit. Like, that's when I was like, like, fuck.
But feeling of getting caught is the worst. You just feel so fucking dumb. Like, how did I finally fuck this up?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But other than that was one time. But even then, after I almost got caught, I still did that shit. But I made a total of 10 grand. I did it probably like 4 times. It was like 2 grand each time. Probably like 5 times. But I made it to like total of 10 grand.
How old are you right now?
21.
That's so fucked up though, because like the period of time between like, you know, when you were 17 to 18, when you're first like becoming a man and doing all this shit, is like, you know, you barely like had like, this was all crammed into like a small period of like a couple of years there.
This shit wild.
But so like, while the whole time while you're sort of running the streets, doing all this fucked up shit, you thinking like about doing Instagram videos, or were you thinking about music, or what was music. Your long-term plan?
Music, like, I always wanted to be a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like, but nobody wanted to support my music. So
nobody wants to fuck with you until you're hot.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I started making videos and shit. And what really made me start making them, because like I said, when I went on the Instagram Live, but before, when I made my Instagram account, I seen, like, I just recognized, like, motherfuckers. When you on the Explore page, you see a lot of comedy shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me want to do it, because I see, like, hey, this is what everybody watching. Like, I seen views on that shit. So that's what made me get on my Live. Like,
when you started, was Fat Boy the King in your...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, he was.
Do you think he still is? Are you? Would you say that, or do you feel like you're the king?
I feel like I took over that shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't going to knock him.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? I feel like I took over that shit. I mean, if you walk the streets, all you hear is won't gain a whole lot of gang shit.
I mean, you did a great thing with that branding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing about Fatboy, is that Fatboy, like, he's done some fucked up shit, but for the most part, he has, like, a fun, friendly image, whereas your shit is always so ratchet, so hood. Like, you just use Instagram to just do the wildest shit, and so it's more, like, focused, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say I took over that shit.
People like you because they need a villain, and you're like the perfect villain. You know? Is that what made you want to do the Joker thing? It's just like, man, this is already how people are acting towards me. I might as well just really go with it.
Yeah, that made me want to do that shit. And I just got out of jail, too. So, like, when I hit him with that Joker shit, they're like, what the fuck wrong with this nigga? He come out of jail thinking he's a Joker.
But did you realize while you're in jail, like, oh, this is like a marketing thing?
Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah.
You didn't know about this other Joker dude at that time?
Nah. Oh. I was locked up with him. We was in the same courtroom in Miami. So, like, but I didn't, I guess he seemed like I came out with this Joker, so he felt like there was a shot to come at me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but
he didn't have any clout or anything, right? He's just a regular guy?
Yeah. He got his shit off trying to diss me.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because you'll see him in my DM sending, like, his pictures.
It's so funny because you boom-ganged the Joker idea, too. But why not? Like, running off with that is fire, too.
Yeah.
You ever break into anybody's house?
Yeah, I did that shit, too.
Oh, okay.
I did that shit, too. I used to, me and my partner, he, like, say he go in, like, say, like, a... somebody he know and unlock the door. I mean, unlock the window and shit. And we go through the back window and shit.
Inside
like that.
Job
shit. Yeah, shit like that.
That makes it nice and clean, huh?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. That's smart, man. Damn.
Other than that, I broke in like bendos and that's to sleep in and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I run in the streets heavy.
When's the last time you were homeless? Was it like less than a year ago?
Hell nah. Man, I was homeless like 6 months ago.
For real? Even with the fame and shit?
I was like I say, when I was living with my mama.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting in trouble for this shit. I got in trouble for a lot of my videos. I'm in trouble now. I violated probation in Miami.
For doing what?
It's a Chick-fil-A video. But my charges was with Popeyes and with Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made a Chick-fil-A video. So I'm like wanted right now in Miami. You know what I'm saying?
So you just ain't going back?
I ain't going back to Florida.
Ever.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Boom gang.
That's hilarious.
Boom gang.
I love how you're talking about that video you did with Fatboy, and you're just like, well, you know, I had two guns in my backpack, so blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But you're not worried about getting pulled over by the cops out there and getting in trouble?
I mean, I got guns now, but I don't ride around with them. I got them put up right now. Like, I got an AR, and I got a pistol right now. But I'll be looking. I got a gun plug. You know what I'm saying? I be asking, yo, hit me up with some rifles and shit. Like, I'm trying to come in with some guns because, you know, people weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know who the fuck going to run up on me.
I mean, you're definitely famous enough that you definitely have to be thinking about how you're going to protect yourself. Like, you know.
Yeah, you know, but I got a bodyguard, though, you feel me? But, like a lot of people that I have around me, they like telling me, like, boom, just chill, bro. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get caught up with this and that and that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this is what you got your bodyguard for. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but how often do you have the bodyguard around you?
Not that often. I mean, like...
When you go out in public.
He could be around me, but see, me, like, I feel like I don't need no... You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like I don't really need a bodyguard. Like, I take him out if I go, like, to shows and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But me, like, I ain't scared of shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the whole problem too. Like, I don't feel worried enough to have to do it.
Yeah, you know? Like I hit a nigga in his face myself.
Yeah, you seem like you would just start fighting the guy, and maybe then it would just be like you fighting the guy, but then you'd have a big ass bodyguard to help you fight him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like all your other friends are in there too. It's just like adding one more dude to the crew.
Yeah, you see my hand fucked up.
Why? Who'd you gonna fight with? In general.
Yeah, the last person I hit was in the gym, which was probably like 2-3 weeks ago.
In a gym? Yeah. Wow, what are you doing?
Oh man, nah, I was playing basketball. When I like, it's a contact sport. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I guess I was playing a little too rough, and he was telling me to chill.
I could see you playing basketball too rough. Yeah, you're not following strict rules.
Yeah, he was telling me to chill. I'm like, what you gonna do? He like, just chill. I ain't like the way he was telling me to chill. Mm-hmm. So when he was checking the ball, he took the ball up top. So I don't know. Just like, I ain't like the way he was looking. Mm-hmm. So I skipped, like I bust out Brett Carr. I just skipped and just hit him right in his face. I hit him with my elbow first, then I hit him in the face. And you know, I'm cool with my management. You know what I'm saying? We be playing ball and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So my management was there and shit. They were breaking me up like, whoa, 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 whoa. But you know, I respect the dude because he still finished the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, after I hit him in his shit, you know what I'm saying? We squared up and shit. But you know what I'm saying? Like my people, so they was in the way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
they broke it up and then you continued the game.
Yeah, we That's continued amazing. The game.
Who is this guy?
Shit, I don't even know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's like my second or third incident at the court.
That's crazy. So yeah. When you go to the gym, you just be playing ball or?
Yeah, I play ball, you know what I'm saying? But some people, they like when I go to the gym, it'd be like everybody be wanting to take pictures and shit.
Yeah.
But I just feel like some people, they play like, okay, I'm guarding boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to give him my all. And they do a little too much. And sometimes, like I say, he told me to chill. I guess I'd be doing too much. But I don't know. I guess, like, I ain't like the way he was. I don't know. I just feel like he came at me the wrong way.
Right.
So I just hit him.
Yeah. So is it hard for you to deal with how fucking famous you are all of a sudden? Because you're like 100% known by everybody in the rap world. Like, I seen you come out of that Pump show. It did not matter. Yeah. That you might as well have been Lil Pump because they went so fucking crazy when you walked out there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But see, me, I'm a hood nigga, bro. You
yes,
feel me?
You
like,
are.
Like, it don't, they, like, the fame don't, like, everybody tell me I'm a celebrity, I'm a superstar, I'm this, I'm that, bro. Like, I don't, like, none of that shit faze me at all. Like, I don't see myself as that, bro. I walk, I'm getting out the mall, I see a whole bunch of people waving at me and shit. I forget I'm famous, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm famous, but, like, that shit don't, like, I feel like I still got work to do. You know what I'm saying?
In terms of getting used to it and stuff, because it is so new to you.
Yeah.
And it just keeps getting worse.
It is. And you know what I'm saying? But, like, I grew as, like, Boom Gang the stuntman. Mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to grow, like, Boom Gang the artist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So that's what I feel like I'm growing. Like, I still got time to grow and shit. But, like, I be forgetting, like, who I'm really fucking known out here.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the problem where, like, you're in the shoe store or some shit, and there'll be some dude, and he's looking at you because he's a fan, and then you just start feeling like he's about to rob you or he's trying to set you up right then?
Nah, I don't
start to feel like maybe you should go fucking fight this fan. But and then I have to remember, like, oh, yeah, like, he's a fan. That's why he's acting funny.
Yeah, nah, I don't ever get that feeling. But it was I was shopping shoes today. Because you speak about shoes. I buy a lot of shoes. I buy a lot of shoes. What's the name? I was in Champs. Mm-hmm. And motherfucking the worker, he was a fan. He came up to me. He was like, yo, Boom. Oh, man, I'm a big fan, bro. You know what I'm saying? Then next, like, 5 minutes later, he guarded the door.
It's so funny, though, because it's like, obviously, you don't got to steal shoes anymore.
Yeah, I don't got to do that shit no more.
So you start out, but then how long did it take you to, like, really start making some money off Instagram?
Until I met Pump's management.
Right. They're the ones who helped you monetize it.
That became my management.
Uh-huh.
They started helping me make that money.
Right. So what were the main things at first? Is it the Instagram ads? Yeah. Like the stuff you put in the story and stuff for the most part?
Shit like that. Like, I don't even do that. I don't even post that shit. They post that shit for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But I was looking at your Instagram story today, and I saw, like, you know, how to get a free dab rig.
Yeah. Like, all that shit. Like, I don't be on my shit.
Yeah. Do you mind doing stuff like that at all? Or is it just like, fuck
shit.
It?
Shit. I mean, if it's bringing in money. Why not?
I do like you, though. It's kind of interesting because it's like now you're super famous, but it's like what are the ways you really are going to make money off that? It's like you can do those kind of like influencer deals on Instagram and everything like that. Now you're doing the music stuff. What are the other ways you make money besides just the ad shit?
You know, I'd be getting a little shows here and there and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But my shit ain't kick off yet.
Yeah.
My shit ain't kick off yet.
Because you feel like you're not making enough money for how fucking famous you are, right?
Yeah. I don't feel I'm that famous, though.
Obviously. You're super famous. It's just like, you know, but it's hard to make money off your image when you are in a category where nobody knows what the fuck to do with you. Like,
right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I got a lot of fucking music. I'm finna drop some shit and let everybody know that I'm serious as a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got a lot of hot shit.
Has Offset heard music of yours that we haven't heard?
Yeah.
So that was real when you showed the DM or whatever?
Yeah, that was real. That's real
crazy. Have you been in the studio with him and just showing him your stuff?
After he messaged me and shit, I sent him my number, mm-hmm. and then he called me. And then we were supposed to link up that day. We didn't. But then he was like, yo, let me hear some music so I can get a feel of shit. So I sent him some shit. Then, you know what I'm saying, he told me don't do features. But you know what I'm saying, he said my shit was hard.
He said that he doesn't do features.
He told me not to do features.
Oh, that you shouldn't because you fuck your image up? Yeah.
And then he told me keep my shit on the low. He said my shit hard.
Yeah. Yo, keep it on the low as in like he wanted to sign
but
you?
But he didn't even hear, he didn't even hear like my newest shit I got, you know what I'm saying? I gave him just some shit that I was going to put on my tape. But then I made some new shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got this shit finna drop. This shit be hard as fuck.
That's crazy, yeah.
I don't know if you heard Boontwalk or not.
Yeah,
like, Boontwalk is just like a little appetizer.
That's how you feel about it?
It's just an appetizer. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. It's weird because it kind of reminds me of like a Soulja Boy, like old school, like Soulja Boy type dance type song. And then this whole time I've been doing this interview, I've been thinking, man, he looked like Soulja Boy.
A lot of people tell me that.
I know you do, but like more. Oh, I guess you got mad face tats too.
Yeah, I mean. But, you know, Boontwalk is a little appetizer, but this music shit finna kick off.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, though, because your stuff does do, like, really good views. For some reason, I have it open right here. You got, like, 3 million views on the back then video. And then how many
See, that's warm-up. That was my warm-up.
Yeah.
That was my warm-up.
Crazy. What else will you be doing on your YouTube channel? Because I saw that you got that going now.
Yeah, I got, like, 52,000 subscribers. Like I said, I just started all my social media.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
because you just got the Twitter and shit, too, right?
I just started all this shit.
It's crazy.
All this shit.
You were just a kid with an Instagram.
Yeah, man. Like, I just made an Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I be like, wow. Because if you really think about it, like, my name is big. You know what I'm saying?
Huge.
Yeah. And
it's just all a question of what you do with it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, Boom Gang, a big name,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I just started this shit in months, bro, you know what I'm saying? And I be thinking, like, fuck. See, like, I feel like my name is just as big as somebody who's been doing this shit for years.
Mm. No, totally. And you have, like, a real fan base. Like, you know, there's such a big difference between somebody who's got 3 million followers and they're out here getting 3,000 likes.
Yeah.
And somebody who got 3 million followers and has millions of likes or, you know, 300,000 likes, whatever it might be, you know, that's a very big difference. Like, you know what the crazy thing is, though? Like, even me sitting here is like, I feel like I have enough experience with rappers and shit to say that, like, personality wise you're definitely a star. It's just then it's on you to just figure out what you're gonna do with it, because you have the personality 100%, you know. You got like the star charisma.
Appreciate it.
I don't know if you had it to start, but you definitely have it now. It's just, you know, yeah, because even in the early shit, like, you know, just this is like a certain degree of like just a feel where like people feel close to you and they're watching you do that shit. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, like I deleted everything off my Instagram.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
It's because I'm Stuntman Boom Gang.
Okay.
I'm not Stuntman Boom Gang no more.
Are you really leaving all that shit behind?
Yeah, like I said, okay. It kicked off. I'm glad it kicked off. You know what I'm saying? I got everybody's attention.
Right.
But that's not who I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, that's not who I wanted to be.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to be in the industry, I didn't want to be a stuntman.
Right.
Like, you can see I got the potential to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't turn it down if somebody said, like, hey, you want to play in a movie and do some shit like this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, movies, yeah, yeah.
That'd
you know
be crazy,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, or for fun, like, to do it, but, like, as a job,
But you're not going to put that kind of stuff on your social media anymore?
Nah, because it's not, that's not like something I want to do, you know what
I'm
saying?
Already, like, you already like dominated that space and shit. It's kind of like, what could you prove? Where could you take it further besides doing shit that's more illegal and that's really going to get you in jail?
Right, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I want to just give the people the artist side of Boom Gang.
Hell yeah.
So
I'm so glad that we got this interview when you were sober, because it's like, you know, I was thinking like it's going to be kind of weird to interview him like, and just act like it's all good, like doing that much drugs, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's really, you know, that's some scary shit.
Yeah, man. That's like, and I seen Peep, he died over overdose, man. That shit, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Peep, but that shit was crazy, bro. Like,
you ever have issues with getting press pills instead of real shit?
Some real shit.
Because that's what happened with him. It was like a fentanyl Xan.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I be having some green bars. They say it was a prescription from the doctors and shit. But
those things are killer.
Yeah, I was taking like 3-4 of them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Every day.
That's wild.
And they don't do shit to me.
After a while,
I be wide awake. It just make me more aggressive, like change my attitude. But I really didn't see it, though.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else was telling me around me. And it really didn't hit me until that one day I got high. I wasn't even on bars. I was off weed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I just smoked and I just got high as shit. You know what I'm saying? But it just made me think about all the drugs I do be taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, fuck this. I'm gonna leave this shit behind. It's more to life than this shit.
That's amazing that you have the self-control to do that, you know?
Yeah, I'm like,
I try to quit weed all the time.
Yeah, I was just like, it's more to life than this shit. Like, I really thought about my motherfucking life.
That's amazing, because I feel like after Peep died, there's a lot of people who want to basically do what you're doing, and like, you know, they feel... They don't feel strong enough. They're worried about like swearing off shit altogether. You know, like even we went to his memorial and people were doing tons of drugs there.
Yeah, see, I'm a strong individual, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm a strong ass person, and I could say that because we can have a regular conversation. We can go out and have fun, and you wouldn't even think that I had a childhood. Like if I was, you know what I'm saying? Like say I've been abused. You know what I'm saying? Sleeping in the street. Witnessing my mama telling me she'll kill me when I'm asleep, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, seeing her trying to jump out the, like, shit like that, you know what I'm saying? It's like a traumatizing childhood.
Hell yeah.
Like, you wouldn't think I've been through some shit like that because how happy I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm, you know, so I'm saying, I'm like strong. So, like, drugs, like, I don't need drugs, you feel me? I'm strong. I'm strong without that shit.
Yeah.
Like, but.
You think you were trying to cover up, like, the emotional pain that you'd been through a lot in your life with the drugs and stuff?
I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
Because you just got deep into it, right?
Yeah, I was just on them drugs. I don't like it made me lose my memory. I couldn't think. I still be forgetting shit, but I'm sober though.
Is there big chunks of like your life that you kind of have a hard time remembering?
I wouldn't say big chunks, but like recent shit.
Yeah.
I don't remember that shit.
Because on that DJ Vlad interview, you were like, I don't know if you were saying it because of drugs. You were just like, man, I don't really remember like
that. I was dead ass serious too. I don't remember. Like, I was like, I don't remember.
But you probably block out a lot of stuff in a way, too, because you sort of were going through a lot of traumatic stuff. You kind of don't want to think about it.
Yeah, I do block out a lot of shit.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Like say, like, for example, say my girl, she talking to me about some shit. Say we have an argument, you know what I'm saying? Then, like, 10 minutes later, I forget we even had the argument.
Right.
But she'll still remember about the shit. Like, me, I don't rest on stuff. I don't sleep on shit. Like,
right.
It's done and move on. If it's bad, if it's negative... Okay, it happened. I'm moving on past it. Fuck it. It's no sense for me to bear on negativity.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I block all that shit out.
Yeah, me and my girl gonna fight, and then I just don't even, you know, we'll get into it, and then I just won't even think about it. And like 2 days later, she'll be like, we got in a fight about this exact same thing, this type of thing. I'll be like, man, I don't remember that. You know, because I just don't dwell on shit like that. I'm so focused on the positive side of life and shit that I don't know. I don't really get into it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers, they'll watch my videos and shit, just think I'm ignorant, you know what I'm saying? But I'm very smart. I mean, I'm hood, but I'm smart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like music is, like, the main way that you want to communicate, or are there other ways as well that you feel like you want to...
Music. Because I'm finna throw them. They finna have that Boom Gang, too. Like, my videos, even though I may not be giving it to them, but they still finna have that shit in my music.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're in any way worried that people will lose interest because you, like, taming the content down a little
bit? You know, even if they lose interest, that's them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's, I got 3 million followers off my videos. It's still another 3 million people that's going to enjoy my music.
Yeah. Have you seen, like, tons of people copying your wave?
And,
like,
yeah.
Has it been weird? Have you ever seen anything that was, like, really fucked up?
They do their thing. I mean, fuck it. If they want to be, you can't be boom.
But you have to have seen somebody who's trying to be like you, and they just took it way too far.
Nah, like, I don't even really be paying attention to shit like that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only way I see shit is somebody send me some shit, like, tag me in some shit. Because I be going through my DMs and shit, so, like, people be sending me stuff. Like, I seen, I took the whole track, tray of cookies out of Subway.
Right.
I seen somebody do that shit. Like, the hood slip and slide, I seen everybody copying that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I can't get mad. All I can say is I'm a trendsetter.
Are you cool with Supreme Patty again, or was that just a temporary beef?
First off, he tried to fake beef.
Oh, he asked you if you wanted to?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't fuck with that. Mm-hmm. And then he be name-dropping. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I fuck with Boom, fuck with me. I did this with Boom, fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to bite off all my people and shit. Like, I don't fuck with that.
Okay.
So I just stopped fucking with him. And then he felt some type of way. He felt like I was changing because I was getting famous or some shit.
Uh-huh.
He felt like that was the fame was getting to me, and I stopped. No, that's not why I stopped fucking with you. Like, right. Like I said, I could care less about the fame. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're just like a real dude who's not gonna fuck with somebody if you don't really care for how they're behaving. You
yeah,
know
you know what I'm saying? Like, I stopped fucking with him because I seen that name dropping shit. I don't fuck with that shit. Like, if you want to get to my connect, hey, ask me to hook you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got no problem if I'm cool with you. Like, yo, hey, this is my man, Supreme Patty. Yo, he cool. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, but you don't got to try to hit him up. And like, yo, I did this with Boom. Fuck with me too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
See, I did an interview with him a few months ago, and I kept mentioning you, and I didn't realize there was beef. And then afterwards, somebody mentioned in the comments, and I went and watched a long-ass video of you and your story talking about the whole beef and explaining and everything. And I'm like, damn, that was awkward that I kept mentioning him in Patty's interview. And Patty, he didn't say anything. He just like, he didn't want to say anything, you know?
That was my reason for not fucking with him. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he a cool dude, you know, but he just, that's just fucked up ways, you know what I'm saying, to be about some shit.
He kind of took your style in a different way, where he started, like, torturing himself with, like, pouring the limes in his eyes. Yeah. And, like, you know.
Wow.
I don't know. Wow. That's different. That's, like, a totally different. That's such the white boy version of it.
That's what he said.
You fuck with other people, he fucks himself.
Yeah, I actually read that message. He was like, yo, can you make a reaction to my videos? He was like, my videos is just like Bunk's, but it's just in a different way or some shit. He said, like, I read the message somebody sent me, because when I was saying why I don't fuck with Supreme Patty, and I was like, he tried to name bite and shit all like this, somebody sent me a screenshot of their messages.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, he did that to me. And that shit was said, like, yo, make a reaction to my videos too, it's just like Bunk's, but it's something like this and that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Yeah, I could definitely see how he wouldn't think that was a big deal, and I could definitely see how you would be annoyed by it. So it's kind of,
yeah, like, yeah,
it makes sense to me.
Like, he grabbing my name and trying to get everybody, like, come on, bro.
But did because you say you're basically, like, leaving that realm behind, but we're at a certain time, are you kind of territorial with her? Like, it would actually piss you off if somebody was biting on you or something?
Not going to lie, one time it made me mad. But then I had to think, like, hey, if everybody want to follow me, I got to be doing, like, you know, I got to be doing something good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just because it's crazy to think that, like, you know, that contest, like, you could just basically be at war with, like, other people. Like, if you consider yourself in competition, but now at this point, it's kind of like, it's actually cool because you're sort of leaving the space open more. So it's like, if somebody wants to come out doing the wild ass hood shit, they could give it a shot.
And, hey,
like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? But if they think they can get wilder than me, then hey, I ran in the motherfucking church.
The wedding.
Yeah, man.
I can't think of anything crazier than smashing the guy's car with a pipe, though.
Hey, yeah, it was a bat, but
oh, a bat, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if they can get wild, they could try it. You know what I'm saying? But everybody gonna say you're just trying to be like Boom,
right?
You know what I'm saying? They can give it a shot, but like me, like, I can only get so far with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
have you thought about doing like the YouTuber thing, like making like real YouTube videos, like about your life and that kind of vibe?
I thought about it.
Because that's a way that people would like to see you go out into the world and do your thing, but the real version of you, not just the 10 seconds where you're wilding out.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm gonna give it all in my music.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's coming.
What do you do in an average day? Like, you always just have meetings and shit to get to?
I have shit every now and then, but I let my management handle that.
But so are you chilling an average day? Like, what do you wake up and do?
Right now, okay, I'd be in the studio.
Oh, okay.
So I'm building a project. Shit done, really.
Really?
But it's a management, a legal rights or some shit going on. That's
they gotta
why
clear all the records and all
that. That's why shit ain't being dropped right now. But, you know, I go to the studio, go to the court and shit like that. And then, like, the meetings and shit, I leave that to my manager. And then he tell me what I got to do. Mm-hmm. Like, he told me I got an interview today. All right, boom, got on it.
Right.
No, I'm here.
That's tight, though. Oh, that's interesting, because, like, I was asking about the interview, like, 3-4 weeks ago, but now when I think about it, you would have probably been kind of fucked up then.
Yeah, I probably would have been fucked up.
And then you have the period of time where you're sort of coming off shit. Like, it's probably the best possible time that we could have got done.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I got a bag of Zans, a sack of Zans at the house.
Really?
Like, 20 of them bitches. You're
not tempted?
Nah.
God. Yeah, man. When I was cleaning out my house, man, I found all these half full bags of Coke and Zans and shit like in my room and shit. And I'm like, God damn, you did a lot of drugs this year.
Yeah.
You know, not like a problematic amount, but like, damn, I'm like, that's weird. Like, it's kind of weird to see it in your face like that. You lost that many drugs.
Yeah. Man.
Under your bed.
I was off them shits. Yeah. And it was just, a lot of people were telling me like, yo, I don't like boom, man. I don't like that boom. Because
mm-hmm.
when I'm sober, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I make a motherfucker laugh.
Yeah.
like I say, like the drugs, I don't need the drug to be exciting. That's me, period.
That's tough.
I don't think I stopped smiling since I motherfucking been talking.
Yeah, you're a happy guy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I was kind of surprised by that in general, because, you know, you wouldn't necessarily get that from just if you're around you for 2 seconds. But before, too, when you're on the drugs and shit, you're a little bit, like, different, you know?
Yeah, well, shit, when I'm on them bitches, I don't be smiling. I be having a straight-ass face. I be serious as fuck. Like, it making me more aggressive.
Right.
Like I say, like, I don't need that shit. Like, I'm happy as fuck without that shit.
Yeah. Do you think there's something about Florida? It feels like everybody's popping's coming out of Florida right now. All the rappers.
Florida lit.
And you, too. You're like the fucking... Yeah,
Florida lit.
Yeah. That's like... Yeah. That's kind of crazy. Like, what is it? There's something going on down there. You got Pump, Perp, X, you know, fucking...
Kodak on Florida.
Kodak's the crazy...
Red.
Everybody blowing up. Oh, he's from Ohio.
Oh, he's from Ohio?
Yeah.
Shit, he's staying in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's around there and stuff, too. Yeah. I don't know. That's just pretty crazy that there could be so much talent coming out of that state, which a lot of people always try to talk shit about Florida and be like, Florida's cesspool of America, hell on earth type shit.
Yeah.
Which I kind of get what they're saying, because it is. It's really hot. There's a lot of old ass, like, fucking shitty white people and stuff. You know, there's a lot of... There's definitely things that aren't good about Florida, but...
Right. I mean, shit. I don't know. Just float on the map right now.
Yeah.
Shit. When I first dropped my game, that bitch was number one over all apps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make crazy money off that or
that
what?
Boom gang gang. I don't think I've seen money off that yet.
You think it's pretty good though?
Yeah, that shit good. That shit was
I didn't actually play that shit yet.
Yeah, I played that shit.
That's crazy though. Yeah. The app plug is the new shit. Smoke Perp got a game now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what everybody's
talking
about.
Yeah, that's good money. Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
I ain't seen the check off that yet though.
Yeah. Yeah, what was it like meeting Lil Pump though? Like, what's your relationship like with him?
That my little brother. Pump cool as fuck.
Uh-huh.
Hey, when I jumped in his crowd.
Yeah. That's the first time stage diving, right?
Yeah. He was like, hey, bring Boom Game back. What the fuck? I jumped in that bitch, yo. They was tugging me, pulling me, and everything. They're like, oh shit, Boom Game.
You just ran out there on stage too, and I saw all the security for a second. They were like, what the fuck? Because it's like nobody's allowed to run out on stage randomly with Pump, but
yeah,
you showed up.
I
you were out there.
Pump, you know, he be doing his thing, but
he was happy when he saw you there.
Yeah,
he's like,
you know what I'm saying? I be wanting to hype him up, hype his crowd up. You know what I'm saying?
He's the best kid, right?
Like, yeah, Pump, coolest shit.
Man, maybe you could be the one to, like, I don't know if he's, like, still real bad with doing drugs and stuff, but I would just hope that, like, you know, somebody could talk to him, help him chill out a little bit, you know?
All right. I mean, really, I say the best experience is, like, self-experience, you know, self-teaching.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, a motherfucker, they could tell me something, but it'll go in one ear or the other.
Mm.
I really want to learn until I, like, experience some shit myself. Then I'll be like, okay, yeah.
That's the whole thing, though, is, like, in terms of having people who are going to, like, once you're rich and famous, you're going to have people that just want to protect you from the repercussions of the shit that you're doing, you know? So it might take him longer to really, like, even figure out, like, you know, it's not like a regular person where a regular person, they take five Xans and they get in a fight and they get their ass beat and they wake up in the next morning, they got to go to work, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, they can't become completely detached from reality. But when you're a rapper, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Right. You know? I do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but ain't nobody telling you shit either, probably, right?
Man, nobody couldn't tell me shit. Like, they couldn't tell me shit then, they can't tell me shit now. Because listen, when I was walking the fucking streets. I was homeless. I was walking the streets as I was growing as Boom Gang, making videos for everybody to see, laugh at, and watch. And everybody was telling me to stop. I wasn't stopping for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I had. Fuck telling me to stop.
Right.
I got arrested, get out doing the same shit, same day. You know what I'm saying? Homeless, walking the streets every day, making a Boom Gang video.
Crazy.
And everybody telling me to stop. Mama kicked me because I got arrested one time, and that's how my mama found out. She seen the shit on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
This what you doing in my house? Can't come back in my house. So I left Jacksonville. She kicked me out in Jacksonville. Moved to Miami. She kicked me out again. I'm in Miami with shit, like nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the streets.
But what made you so certain that if you kept doing that something good would happen?
Faith.
You just had faith, huh?
I just believed in myself, bro. I just believed in myself. Like, I had strong belief. Like, nobody can't tell me shit. Like, this is what I'm doing. It's gonna work. This shit gonna work.
Yeah, like, whether it's music or you know.
Like I say, like, when you ask me, what if people fall off? If they fall off, you know what I'm saying? That's them.
Because you always knew what you were doing, yeah.
My shit ain't going to stop. I'm still do what I got to do. It's going to be another 3 million that's going to come. I know it.
Right. That's amazing. So you haven't posted on Instagram in a long time? The story?
Yeah, like, I'm doing the stories right now because the work I want to put out, I'm not able to put out right now.
Right.
So, like, I say I want to put out my artist side. You know what I'm saying? Until I'm able to do that, that's when I'm going to start posting shit. Like, when I have a music video to post or shit like, you know what I'm saying? Like, say, like, if I have a clip of the interview, I'll post some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But stuntman shit, I ain't posting. Now, the artist side of me, like, where people can see the real me, because a lot of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, they just judge me off of videos, a minute video they see, but they don't know the real me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why I'm saying, like, that got me where I want to be.
Right.
Now that I'm here, I'm finna give them, like, the real me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the shit I want to post.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's crazy how the story is so good now that people don't even feel the need to.
Yeah, I get like 1 million views on that bitch.
That's crazy. And somebody like X, like, he don't even use his fucking Instagram, really.
Yeah, see, I want to use my Instagram, but I want to post the shit that I want the people to see, you know what I'm saying?
And it's like, if you got 1 million views on your fucking story, I mean,
yeah,
what the fuck do you need the regular feed for? I mean, that's good too, I guess, but the story is like crazy as fuck now.
Right.
Know? Damn, that's wild. Shit. Yeah, so you got this new slang, noob, that I was noticing on the story
today.
Yeah, noob.
It's the opposite of bunk.
So it's what?
No,
instead of stealing something, you're...
Yeah, it's just like... Because, you know, bunk... All right, if you know bunk, you know what I'm saying? You know, what would bunk do? Okay, bunk would probably... Bunk wild, you know what I'm saying? He'll probably run off on this or, you know what I'm saying? Bunk don't give a fuck. He don't care what you say or nothing like that. Noob is like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
Like, say, like, you'll call somebody, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe an ass or, like, you lame. Say, like, a lame-o, bro, you lame.
Well, noob.
Noob.
Everybody been saying, like, noob is, like, old slang for, like, you're a newbie, you're new at this, like, whatever. Yeah. You're new is where it comes from, I think.
I mean, like, bunk is an old slang, too.
Yeah.
Weed laced with coke.
Yeah.
But now, if you look up bunk is, you're getting bunk ganked. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that's the most ingenious marketing decision of all time right there.
Yeah, you look up bunk is if you look up bunk gang is or bunk running off on somebody, stealing somebody's shit. And that's an old term. You just weed laced with coke. I just changed it to 2017.
I used to always think about how amazing it was that World Star branded themselves as the thing that people yell when there's a fight.
World Star.
You know, that it's so consistent. You could have two 80-year-old ladies outside getting a fight, and somebody's going to yell World Star. And people are going to laugh like as if it's a new joke.
Right.
Which is weird. And then with you, you managed to be only maybe the second person I've seen do that, but you did it for stealing, which is also pretty common because not like real stealing, but, you know, I could grab your drink and be like, boom, boom gang, bitch. You know, that's like normal slang. Anybody would say that now.
Yep.
It's weird.
I seen somebody on Instagram cross somebody, make him fall, then he made the shot. He said, boom, gang, whole lot of gang shit. Three sign.
There you know go. What I'm saying? Like, he stole the points from him, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So that's the weird thing about Offset is Offset, you know, he's with Cardi B. Who would be your Cardi B in your mind?
Shit. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I ain't really focused on girls right now. I already got a fucking girl pregnant.
How long was that?
She 2 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, I know her for going on 4 years now. Mm-hmm. I got her pregnant 3 years ago, and she had a miscarriage. You know what I'm saying? So I've been fucking with her on and off for 4 years. Finna be.
Right.
But I'm not really worried about girls right now. You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't finna have no girl digging in my pockets or like having a problem with this or nothing like that. I'm just trying to really like be focused on myself and my health and shit like that. Like,
you tell me you really stay away from the groupies?
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Let one sneak through here and
there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I might invite one to my room or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But like, I ain't letting one get attached.
Yeah.
And like to like the famous girls and shit like that, I don't really be paying attention to them.
I was gonna say that, like, you know, if Offset is with Cardi B, then you should be with. And then I was like, catch me outside, girl's underage, so it can't be her.
Yeah, she dissed me.
Oh, she did, right? But she's kind of like the princess of, like, ratchet shit. It's just she's, like, 4 years away from being legal, so.
Yeah.
She's not eligible.
If she was 18.
She got a big sister.
Yeah, if she was 18 mm-hmm. and she was to hit me up, I mean, I wouldn't hit her up, but say, like, or if any other girl, you know what I'm saying, who's famous, they hit me up, they look good, I wouldn't deny them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
But
that'd be kind of fucked up for your fans if you weren't to fuck one once in a while. That's what I always tell my girl.
Yeah, but I'm not really, like, looking right now.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, you don't have to look.
Yeah, I don't.
You're probably thirsty as fuck for pussy when you're homeless.
Right?
You're probably dying for a nut.
Yeah.
No, that's so true.
I moved out here in L.A. I don't fuck so many bitches.
That's why you ain't trying to fuck any bitches out here, is because you already fucked them all.
Yeah, I fucked a lot of bitches. Everybody love Boom Gang.
That's real, yeah. Goddamn, it must be stupid easy for you walking through the mall, all kinds of girls trying to talk to you.
Oh, my mama.
But you probably can't even really walk around the mall. Like,
nah,
it's too much.
I don't go. That's why I stopped going out in public, bro.
Yeah.
I don't go out in public no more. Like I said, I be forgetting how famous I am. Mm-hmm. Listen, from little kids, I say like in first grade, 10 years old, all the way to grown ass, man, shouldn't you be in the shelter or some shit? You know what I'm saying? Be wanting to take pictures with me. You know what I'm saying? I be forgetting, like, people that don't know how to speak English. Boom gang. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I be forgetting how famous I am. You know what I'm saying? But it, like, that shit don't get to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But everybody motherfucking be wanting to take pictures and shit. Like, I just stopped going out in public.
Yeah.
I mean, I go here and out then. Like, I just went to the mall today. But, like, if I'm not at the studio or if I'm not at the gym, I'm in my room playing a game with my little puppy.
What game you play?
I got a PlayStation, PS4.
You play 2K?
Yeah, I be playing 2K Madden. I just bought WWE, FIFA, hockey.
Damn. See, I had 2K talking to me the other day about, like, trying to do something together. I was just like, damn, they got to have a Boom Gang character in there.
Yeah.
They probably would, too, man. They're interested in doing all kinds of weird shit with musicians and shit.
I was online and shit, and somebody said, like, there's some Boom Gang shirts walking around. Yo, I was in the motherfucking game. There's some dude who got my face tats.
Really?
Yeah, on his player. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you kind of have, like, a weird, like, look to it because they're sort of all lined up in a way.
Yeah, like, you know? I got my face tats on my character.
Yeah.
You know, with the face scan.
Yeah.
I'm like, how the fuck you get my face tats on his face?
That's amazing. Yeah.
Like, I didn't give him my face scan or nothing like that. How the fuck? Yeah. What, did you scan the picture?
He probably did. Isn't there ways to do that and shit?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That shit weird. I was like, what the fuck? I was standing in front of him.
Yeah.
But I think he was off the game or something because his player was just standing still. Like, yo, give me my face back.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen with more people. Yeah, so, shit, we've been going for almost an hour, but I got a couple fan questions. Somebody said, well, I guess we covered this one of the, because I tried to get questions, but it was a lot of hate. It was just a lot of people being like, man, fuck that dude, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of them, what went wrong during your childhood? But I think we already covered that.
Yeah.
How many bitches he boonked? We already covered yeah. that.
Man, I boonked hella. It was just girls just left my room today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I flew her in Friday from Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You did the fly out.
Yeah.
So you must have been fucking her a little bit, huh?
Nah, I hit her up. Like, I be posting shit sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, who want to fuck with Boom Gang?
Yeah, it's just
you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hit me up.
Bro, your DMs must be a fucking disaster. Because mine are bad, and I can't even imagine what your shit is
that
like.
That shit crazy. That's why when I like, yeah, like, hey, if you want to fuck with Boom Gang, hit up this person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At a certain point, it's like that.
Yeah, so I go through them bitches. And then that's where I could really be able to go through them, because I can't go through mine. Because
yeah.
if I say, okay, hit up me about any pretty girl want to link up, hit me up. Like, they can hit me up, but I still got a whole bunch of other shit in my DMs about some other shit. You know what I'm saying? So if a fine girl do hit me up, I wouldn't be able to see, because I got somebody saying, hey, let me get a shout out, or boom, gang, whole lot of gang shit, or
over
you
and over
a
and
pussy.
Over.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Some type of shit. That's how I'd be like, yo, okay, hit up this person.
I bet that's what your DMs are. Is like, number one, fuck you, and number two, like, boom, gang.
Yeah,
like, that's it.
Yep. The main two, fuck you. When I see you, I'm gonna slap you. And boom, gang, whole lot of gang shit. I love you, bro.
That's amazing. It's so true.
Yeah.
Mine is just SoundCloud links, over and over and over. Or people be like, yo, can I be your intern?
Yeah.
Just over and over, can I be your intern? Hey, I was like, bro, I don't want an intern.
Hey, I got some people who be like, yo, boom, bro, I'm down to do whatever, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on that gang shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you need.
That's nice. I like that. I like it when it's like, yo, if you're ever in Ohio, hit me up. I got guns. I got lean. I'll protect you. Yeah. I'll give you drugs. I'm like, well, I'm like realistically not going to hit you up, but like, at least it feels nice to know there's somebody who cares that much.
Right. And that's why, like when I do go places, and they be like, I don't be worried. I don't really be worried, because I know, say, I do get in an incident, and say, like, there's, like, some fans around. I know they going to hop in. Yo, because my fans be crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, when I be out, there be some fans be like, yo, boom, bro, I'm down, bro. I go steal right now. Boom, you know what I'm saying? I go do this right now. I'm ready. And they be like little kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And some be teens and shit, too. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if I do go out and see, like, a crazy fan, do say, like, try to swing on me or something.
You can have all these other fans in your back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, that, man, at the same time, though, that's, like, that's not how it happens. Like, if something were going to happen, like, you see that video of X getting beat up by the Migos?
Yeah.
Or not by them, but their peoples?
Yeah.
I was like, man, that is a calculated fucking attack right there. Like, he outside with just one dude and this girl or some shit, and all of a sudden they just swarm in. I'm like, man, if somebody really wants to get you, there's always a way.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
I don't doubt it, but, like, I don't be worried about that shit.
Yeah. So how long are you thinking until we could actually hear this? So the mixtape is the plan? Are you going to put out videos leading up to it? Or
I'm going to drop, like, some videos. I got a video shoot tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So before the tape drop, I think I'm going to put out two or three videos.
Okay.
Before the tape drop.
Do you have an official SoundCloud?
No, I don't have an official SoundCloud.
You got to
get
on
one,
that.
But that bitch got hacked.
Oh, really?
That bitch got hacked.
Because I was trying to search for it today, and it's like there's all these like scamming ass like spam pages and shit that's just trying to get people to click on this shit.
Yeah, that bitch got hacked.
That's funny, because like,
so I was like, fuck it.
Really hood dudes like usually don't have SoundClouds until they've been famous for a while.
Yeah.
And then they figure it out. Or even like Dex still doesn't have one.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it. I made a SoundCloud a couple months ago, and I put up first uploaded Mutton on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that bitch had, I think, it had like 1 million plays on that motherfucker. But they got hacked, though, and they deleted Mutton.
Fuck these hackers.
Yeah.
You actually like Mutton?
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah. What do you eat for the most part?
What do I eat?
Yeah.
Shit, like salads and pizza and shit. Like,
okay.
I just ate KFC just now, but I don't know. Like, I say I eat a salad for a snack. But, like, I be eating whatever come to me. Like, I'm trying to lay off fast food because, you know, that shit fake.
Yeah. Did you go to KFC because you're banned from Popeyes?
No,
if I were you going into Popeyes, though, I'll probably have to have the hoodie up, like, pulled super tight, like, just trying to order, right? Is it like that when you go to a restaurant now?
Nah, I mean, that shit happened in Florida, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I ain't really worried about it in L.A.
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious. But, man, yeah, it's crazy that it all started with just you tearing it up in the Popeyes.
That's how it all started. How it all started.
And it's crazy, too, because Popeyes is like, if I had to stand for one, like, if fast food restaurants were armies, I would go to war for Popeyes.
And it was crazy because when I on my way of walking to Popeyes, me and my brother was walking because he's the one who recorded the videos. And he recorded all my videos back then. But when I got arrested, he got arrested and he got the same charges. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really want him to, you know what I'm saying, to be a part of that anymore. But when we was walking, I picked up a dime. And my brother like, man, you always picking up money off the ground. I'm like, yo, this on heads. I mean, this video might be able to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
3 days later, that video had like 718,000 views on Facebook. And that's how it's like. My sister, she asked for the video. She's like, why you did Popeyes like that? And then she's like, man, you got to see me that. I'm going to post it on Facebook. So she posted it. Somebody took it off her page and posted it on their page. And it just went everywhere.
Facebook's fucked up.
And then so like, I started getting that attention on Instagram. And yo, I seen like how much attention I was getting on Instagram. I love this attention. Because me, I'm a Leo.
Mm-hmm.
I love attention. If I see you do a flip, I'm like, hey, I could do two flips.
You don't have to worry about that when I ain't doing a flip. Probably, I'll have a hard time standing up.
Yeah. So, you know, I love attention. You know, I jumped in pump crowd. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I love that shit.
Yeah, it must feel so good, too, just that the people are that, like, welcoming of you. They didn't even come to see you, but they were that happy to see you. You know, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to take nothing away from pump. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to help pitch it, but like yo, I see. I want to jump in this motherfucker.
That's amazing.
You know what I'm saying? But, what's his name? I love that attention. So I seen everybody. That's what they like. Nobody in the world was gonna tell me to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept making videos, walking every day, making a video, and it got me where I wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, it got me the attention I wanted. So now that I have everybody's attention, I want to give them the artist side, like who I really want to be.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. That visual. The visual of you just walking the streets of Florida filming fucking Instagram videos, just like, I know this shit gonna get me up out of here.
Everything on one strip.
Insane.
When I got arrested, they like, so you one of those guys who do the videos must be. I say, because we've been having a lot of calls on
one of those guys.
I say, no.
I'm the guy.
I'm the guy. I told him I'm the guy. Nobody was going to take my credit. No. I'm the one who's been fucking up these stores.
Yeah,
that's me.
Wow.
I did everything on one strip.
Hey, when people talk about, you know, waking up and hitting the block and shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I did that shit for real.
Boom Gang's a real deal.
I did that shit for real.
Facts.
Homeless. Did that shit. What you mean?
Crazy. That's American dream, really. And that's what's fucked up is I'm not being sarcastic or anything at all. It really is like motivating to me just to know that you were in that position, homeless, nothing. And you just, out of your personality, out of your ideas, you were just exploded.
Yeah.
3 million followers.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Hey, I appreciate you coming for the interview, man.
For sure.
It went way different than I thought it was going to be, but it was actually very inspirational and shit. Like, I feel like people are really going to love this one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, everybody who's watching or listening to this, I just want to say, if anybody tell you, you know what I'm saying, to stop doing what you're doing, or, you know what I'm saying, or no matter what it is, don't stop it. If that's truly what you believe in your heart, that's do that shit, you know what I'm saying? That's really what you want to do in your heart. Do that shit no matter what it is.
They thought Boonk meant stealing, but actually it means follow your dreams.
Follow your motherfucking dreams.
That's the real meaning. Hey, I appreciate you, bro.
Yes, thank you
so much for coming through.
Yes, sir.
My guy. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, and iTunes. And fuck with my man, Boom.
Boom gang, whole lot of gang shit, know what I'm saying?
Hey. I'm rolling like an alcoholic. I'm rolling like an alcoholic. I'm rolling like an alcoholic. I'm rolling like an alcoholic.